Tiny steps to the front lawn. Release the deep breath that you held so long. You take tiny steps as you clear your eyes from the tears all the years as you look to the skies. Take tiny steps as you count the ways. Life hits you back as you pass the days. Take tiny steps and you laugh out loud. Our sons and our daughters, they make us proud. Said, hey, come on, wake up tonight. Take tiny steps on the street you cross. Say goodbye to the ones that you've lost. Take tiny steps as you walk to your car. Drive to the lake and then you stare at the stars. Take tiny steps and you realize that life is nothing but a big surprise. Take tiny steps as you reach for the gun to blast a big hole into the sun. Said, hey, come on, wake up.
Come on. This is Joanne Korchenska from Highway 61. I'm so happy to have been cruising down that highway all these many years at WHFR. And here we are, already celebrating our 30th birthday. And we are the station making waves.
Hey, what's the big deal? There are tons of non-commercial, wide-open variety formatted radio stations that love to play local music in our area, right? Alright, let me take that back.
You know there is only one real radio station here in the Motor City that is non-commercial, plays a wide variety of musical styles, and loves to support and play local music. And we have been doing it for almost 30 years. We are WHFR 89.3 FM in Dearborn, Michigan, from classical to hip-hop and everything in between. We even have great local news and informative talk shows. We have something for just about everyone. So keep your dial set here to WHFR 89.3 FM and WHFR.FM on the internet. We are the only radio station that is really making waves.
This is Joe, host of Big Band Broadway and Beyond. As we begin our 30th year of local independent non-commercial radio, we thank you for being part of it. WHFR, 30 years and just getting started.
Hey, I'm Buck. I like to drive a big truck. I like to drive a big truck with big old knobby tires. And when I'm driving around town in my big truck with my big old knobby tires, I like to listen to WHFR radio. I like it because it's different. I like its non-commercial block variety format. You see, some days I may wake up and want to put on my cowboy hat. And some days I might wake up and want to put on a tutu. Well, what I'm trying to say is, some days I might feel like a little rockabilly, or maybe a Broadway musical, or maybe just even a good old-fashioned local news show. WHFR, it's got them all. It's got a ton of choices. It's got more faces than a senior class picture. Take it from me, Buck with a truck. Check out the big old selections you can get with the station making waves on the web at WHFR.FM and on the dial 89.3 FM WHFR Dearborn.
This is Motor Live Drive at 5, getting a bit of a late start. Traffic, you have to cooperate. We know people are attending Ann Arbor Art Fair, but we had a drummer caught in that traffic and we can't have that. But which Elm is here? We are in the last phases of getting all set. Everybody's tuned up, just about to go hit live. In the meantime, we hope you're enjoying the music that we did have pre-recorded for you. Some tracks we thought would set the pace, let you know about bands to come in the future. Again, Robert Stark will be performing August 20th. More to come as we go along. In the meantime, we're going to kick a little Zombie Jesus and the Chocolate Sunshine Band until Witch Elm is live on the mic. Not long yet to come. So in the meantime, how can I put this? Oh, yeah. I Can Only Dream. So just when I go to the music, I find it's time to take it live. But that's what you came here for. Motor Live Drive at 5. So that's what we're going to do. Witch Elm are here today. And we're about to take it to the band. Ladies and gentlemen, can you hear me out there?
I can hear you just fine. You sure can.
Yeah.
Now, do you hear a lively bunch out there? You definitely do. I told you, that's what we're going to get from Witch Elm. So I'm going to get out the way. Tell us, folks, what's going to be your first song?
This first one is called Cypress Trees and Cemeteries.
Say that one more time.
Cypress trees and cemeteries.
There you have it. Motor Live Drive at 5 with Witch Elm. Now that's what we wanted to hear. Witch Elm is in effect, and we're not sending any ashes home right now. We are celebrating life right here on 89.3 WHFR Dearborn. Ladies and gentlemen, it is good to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Songs for Nobody.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Cypress Trees and Cemeteries. I was just looking at Facebook just now, and a friend is talking about she's broke and she's having lunch in a cemetery. So I'm like,
oh,
Perfect timing.
She's in good company there.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody will try to take anything off her plate.
Ants.
Well,
no,
okay, a few of those. But she should be tuned in, have it, what is it, public radio player, tune-in player, whatever it takes to bring WHFR in. All your friends tuned in.
Oh yeah. All Everyone of them. All there. Of them who are driving home from work right now.
Mm-hmm. All right,
or
then.
Online in other states.
Yeah, too. My mom's listening. Hey, Mom.
Well, say hello to Mom. Come on now.
Yeah, I don't know
mom.
If you're listening.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dan's mom.
Hey, Dan's mom.
Hey, Mrs. Ackerman.
All right.
Well, let's do that. Tell everybody who's here. I said Witch Elm, but who makes up Witch Elm?
We got Max Hernandez playing some electric guitar.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Max.
Hey, everybody.
On behalf of Mom.
On behalf of Mom, yeah.
We got Rachel McIntosh playing some harp and doing some...
Hi, Mom.
Hey, daughter.
Charlie Reichel playing the bass.
Hello, Mom. How you doing?
We got Dylan Green on the drums over there, Mr. Strong Silent type. my name is Daniel Ackerman. I play the guitar.
And a little bit of singing from you, too, huh?
Yeah, it's if you could call it singing.
Oh, if yeah. you could call it that. Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, yeah, thank you. It's been so long. you haven't aged a day.
No grays here. I love radio. Yeah. But most importantly, you're with the right act this time.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's right.
So tell us about Witch Elm and how you came together and what you're doing.
Well, we met a long time ago. Remember that really, really hot summer like 3 years ago? It was like the hottest summer in Michigan.
The trees were dying.
Yeah, trees were dying. It was like really hot. We were playing on the porch at a co-op in Ann Arbor, and we all just kind of met doing that. And we met Dylan through some friends during that time period too. And he's been so generous as to grace us with his musical dexterity these last few months.
His drumsterity, if
his
you will.
His drumsterity.
Ooh.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. But we've been playing for 2.5 years. We've been playing all around the Southeast Michigan area, mostly in Ann Arbor, lots of house shows, lots of bar shows. And we're excited this summer. We're playing 2 times a week. We're playing Thursday nights at the Green Things Farm in Ann Arbor. They're doing a little dinner, food just from the farm out there. And we're playing every Thursday night, 6 to 8 out there. And we're also playing every Sunday night at the Jolly Pumpkin Brewery. But that's kind of a big secret, so tell your friends all about it. 8 to 11 on Sunday nights at the Jolly Pumpkin, too.
Get the word out, folks. Especially you want to catch them live. So in the meantime, let's give them a reason to go catch you live.
Oh, yeah.
We heard Cypress Trees and Cemeteries, but from the album Songs for Nobody, we might play what?
Song for Nobody.
Oh, get out! Get out!
No joke. You didn't.
Well, do the thing. Thank you. Diversity. We started out with one lead singer, and then we found a second one on our second song. This is Witch Elm, folks, from Songs from Nobody. That was A Song for Nobody, featuring the lovely Rachel on harp and lead vocals. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How do you work this? How does band writing come together? How does the person who write the lyrics become the lead singer, or just...
It's usually a lot more violent than that.
I can see the bruises.
Yeah, it's rough being together like this and all singing songs and writing songs, but...
Yeah, that's how Dan lost his left foot.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. prosthetic.
For the most part, the person who wrote the song is singing the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we come to the band with very loose frameworks for songs, and then we let everybody do what they want. We've developed a real sort of trust over the last few years, and so it's a really loose songwriting process. Mm-hmm.
That kind of trust is rare for people, because everybody usually wants to elbow their way to the front.
Oh, yeah.
And just if they just go to your Facebook page, your website, they can see the looseness and the free will and fun that you guys bring to it. So that carries on some every which direction.
Yeah, you know, I think we all have a lot of respect for each other, and I think that's the most important thing. We all really, you know, as people and as musicians as well, so we want to give each other space to shine and succeed.
Well, okay. Now, does everybody, what's the rehearsal? I heard you play the farm twice a week, so there's no rehearsal at that point. You just come together and boom.
We try to rehearse as much as possible, but we do play live in front of people like 6 hours a week already, and so we kind of get, you know, we get our chops in.
Yeah, and we take chances when we do those gigs too. Yeah. We'll take requests we've never played before and practice them, learn new songs while we're live at most places too. But we do practice.
Yeah. And when we first started, we played a lot of really old, like American Songbook kinds of things that we've, you know, just woodshedded for a year, for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so those things are just, they're a huge part of our
ingrained
language.
Yeah.
So it was like the Woody Guthrie songbook just covered, or Joni Mitchell, or who was an influence for Witch Elm?
You know, both of those people for sure. Woody Guthrie a lot for me, and I know for Max a lot too. We have such a diverse background in music, and I don't even want to go into what Dylan's into. It would just take forever.
Jeez, Dylan.
Give us a taste. Give us a taste.
That's why he doesn't have a mic over here.
Drummers be gone.
Yeah. I got six marks.
Yeah, search Dylan out. Dylan Green. Find him. He's really amazing.
Yeah, he plays with a band called Tusks, if you want to look him up, too. They're also very, very fantastic.
Okay, now you know there's some serious camaraderie, trust, and generosity when you mentioned other members outside groups and what have you. What else do you have going on? What other bands, projects, side happenings? Did we lose people? We just kind of lost people, but they'll come back in a second, because we do live radio at WHFR. And sometimes we try out new gear and equipment, but the first thing is that we bring them back in. And then we go back to our question, talking about what we do outside, keep our influences, always having fun.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think there's a network of bands that we play with that continue to influence us too in Ann Arbor. We have to throw a couple props out. I mean, Dylan's band, Tusks, we played tons of shows with, and they have a very different sound, but they definitely bring the same group of people who want to experience the same types of energy to the shows that we play with them. And we have to also throw props out to a band like Cold Tone Harvest, and Gus Tasker too, and his friends. We definitely have played a lot of shows with them and had like a cultivation of a scene around several different groups that were influencing each other. So we have to always include our friends in whatever we're talking about with our influences like that.
Well, I'm sure they have nothing but great things to say about you. Maybe we'll get them in the near future. Pass the word.
Oh, yeah.
Pass the music. Keep that going. Tell us about, you've got an album coming up due soon?
Yeah, we just released something called Songs for Nobody, which we've discussed already. And we're going to do another one really soon. We've got a lot of the songs tracked and recorded, and we're just kind of waiting to get that last push, you know.
No moss grows.
Straight away. No moss grows on the Rolling Stones, and we're trying to, we're trying to roll.
So, but the songs we're hearing right now from Songs for Nobody, any flavor from the new album coming up?
Yeah, we got a Peaked with the Sun and Steamship Blues coming up that we're gonna play that nobody's ever heard before. That's not true. Nobody has ever heard before on the radio.
Well, we'll get to those when you'll let them know when it's time for those.
We'll tell them.
Oh yeah.
In the meantime, it's time for what?
I don't like you very much.
Oh well, dang.
It's not personal.
I'm gonna get off the mic and let you do your thing.
That's the song title there. That's the song title.
Sineva, Witch Elm. I don't like you very much on WHFR. You have to go throw in that abrupt ending. That's what a DJ just goes, ah! That's Witch Elm. I don't like you very much. Hey, we've been talking about a few of the events that you've got going on and the albums going on. Where'd you record Songs for Nobody?
Dead End Studios.
Okay, friends of yours? With this,
Yeah, there, it was us.
Oh!
When we're our only friends.
we live on a dead end street, and we have a basement with a ceiling about 4.5 feet high, and we thought it would be a great idea to put a studio in that basement, and so we did, and we brought in a bunch of carpets, and we made Dead End Studios. It's the first album to come out of there, the debut Dead End album, you know.
Well, now that has been baptized, and you're working on the second album, I can see where that 4.5 foot tall studio would just fit you comfortably.
Oh yeah, string bass stands up halfway and on there.
We're gonna put a hole in the ceiling eventually and get to accommodate Charlie's massive height.
The big man with the beard stands out in a crowd just a little bit.
You know, speaking of Charlie, he's going to sing the next song, I think.
That's true.
I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, this one is coming up on the new album. It's halfway recorded in Dead End Studios right now, and it's called I Puked Up the Sun.
We were wondering about that.
Don't think too hard about it. We can't.
This is more of an experience. Something you just experience.
It's really about that day. In that day in your life when you got so much heat building up inside you that you got to let it burst forth.
I'm gonna let you go with it. This is 89.3 with Witch Elm, who just puked up the sun.
Completely immune. Everything that
I don't know about anybody else, but I want a picture of Tequila Sunrise right now and a lounge chair and put that on repeat. Now, is that from the new album?
That is. That's the yet-to-be-released Puked Up the Sun.
What is this, Pop and Sizzle? What are we...
Yeah, that's the name of the new one coming out.
Can we turn up his mic?
Sorry, I'll talk more directly, too. That's Pop and Sizzle is the name of the new album coming out. It's a snippet of a lyric from the next song, actually. And this one's on the new one coming out, too. This one's called Steamship Blues. This is one of Max's tunes.
Now, is this self-released? Are you on a label?
We are not on a label right now. We're looking.
If anybody's interested,
anybody listening out there is, you know, we've been doing all of this out of our house, and we basically just do the printing of the CDs on a duplicator that's part of a friend's network that owns it together, and we've been doing all the artwork ourselves and producing it out and doing all the copies from money we made from gigs, you know.
Now, if somebody wants to go find this, where should we be looking?
So, in a couple months, we will have an official date, or maybe in a month, we'll have an official date for the release of this album. And you'll be definitely able to find it at all the used record stores in town, Encore and Wazoo and Ann Arbor. And we'll definitely get it out to the stores in the Metro Detroit area, too. But we have a Bandcamp, and it is Witch Elm. You can search Witch Elm on Bandcamp or SoundCloud, and you can find our music there. We'll have it up for download release as well.
Now, let's make sure the people know. Now, for those of you tuned in to WHFR.FM, you've already peeped the secret. Witch Elm is WYCHELM. But for those of you straight FM on your dial, 89.3, again, that's WYCH. Originality counts for so much, but it helps to have a little inside track on where to find this, and you should be finding this, and most of all, you should be finding your way to a gig, such as where and when?
Tomorrow
afternoon. See? That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, tomorrow afternoon. Third rail.
Yeah, during the Ann Arbor Art Fair tomorrow on South University at 115 South U. We're going to play out front or inside.
That's
inside. We're going to play inside.
Air conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way. Third Rail Art Gallery. It's a brand new thing. It's a new collective they started this summer, and it's a really great space they've rented out. They've been doing a lot of cool events.
All right, then. That's from, 1 to 3 o'clock at the Third Rail Collective tomorrow, June 17th in Ann Arbor. It's part of the... I'm sorry?
It's free, and it's part free. Of the Ann Arbor Art Fair. There's lots of cool stuff going on downtown right over there.
Oh, come on, people. You should be checking out the Ann Arbor Art Fair occasionally. This is a great reason to go. Witch Elm will be there playing live, playing songs from Songs for Nobody, and a little bit of taste from Pop and Sizzle. And that's going to be a great time. So then, of course, if you're just in Ann Arbor on the general, when they're not gracing us with their presence, every other Thursday is at the Green Things Farm.
Yeah, that's right. What it's called. Yep.
The Green Things Farm.
Local organic farm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, take some good stuff home with you after the show. Come on now.
Hey, if you come out, we'll hook you up with some food.
Yeah, we got some awesome onions and kale from them last week. Yeah.
Okay, now you see? You need another reason? Do you need another reason? Go see Witch Elm every Thursday at the Green Things Farm. So it was 6 to 8. Is it showtime?
Yeah, 6:30 is a dinner. They do a dinner. It's only food from within about, maybe 20 acres of the farm, you know? And they raise their own pigs, and they raise their own chickens, so they got nice meats for the food, too. And it's a donation-based dinner thing, and you can come listen to some live music for a couple hours and hang out on the farm.
More information can be found on your Facebook page?
That's absolutely right. Or you could Google Green Things Farms and sign up on their website for one of their dinners.
Now, are you tweeting? Are you...
We don't believe in tweeting.
Yeah, we don't have a Witch Elm Twitter. We should have a Witch Elm Twitter. I believe in Twitter.
We have an Instagram.
Yeah, we have an Instagram, yeah.
But it's not Not that active. It's not good.
We'll get better yet.
Not yet. We'll get better at
it's
those
getting
things.
Better.
Once I get my abs together, it'll be really great.
Okay, so here's the question of the moment.
He said that every 6 months for the past 2 years.
Do we have a Tumblr yet? What's going on?
No Tumblr. We
got a Tinder.
We've been practicing our instruments.
Snapchat?
Snapchat.
Wait a minute. I think Charlie said it best right there. Been practicing your instruments, getting this music together for people to enjoy first and foremost, so that you can sit in front of the computer or listen on your phone or just go to an event and jam out with Witch Elm.
Oh yeah,
come out.
That's the number one thing to do. More music like Steamship Blues.
Is this Steamship Blues song?
It's,
you're gonna get to hear Max here.
It's about being trapped on a boat and all sorts of stuff.
Well, it's all sorts of stuff that makes it interesting. Tell us about this all sorts of stuff right here on 89.3. Max? Folks, bear with us.
Like an anchor cut from the steamers at the bottom of the lake, my heart's asleep, my brain's a dreamer, and I want to wake. My neighborhood. With black magic, I bring rise to him, reversing God's curses, therefore revealing true eyes. Him, oh my.
Thank you. Witch Elm, Steamship Blues, from the new album, the upcoming album, Poppin' Sizzle?
It's where the lyric comes from, that song, Poppin' Sizzle.
Mm-hmm. All right, then, there you have it. Witch Elm, right here on WHFR, the Motor Live Drive at 5. And, whoa.
That, sorry, that was my alien grandmother just calling in to say hello. Hi, Grandma.
We send out fair wishes to all, and we have to give them more music before our time runs up, but we want people to know where to find you, when to see you. Tell us again some of the stores that you know of that Songs for Nobody is in currently.
It will be very soon in Encore Records and Wazoo Records, and we'll try to get an underground sound. Mm-hmm. And where else, Charlie?
But in the meanwhile, check out the Bandcamp. What was that again, Charlie?
The Bandcamp is just Witch Elm. You can search Witch Elm on the Bandcamp website, and
how
it'll come up.
How do you spell Witch Elm?
Well, it's W-Y-C-H space E-L-M. And actually, there's a story behind the name. It's not just a creative spelling to be cool or something, you know?
You know what it is, though? It's a long story.
It is a long story, yeah. But all you need to know is that it's an English tree, and there's a folk legend, and if you Google who put Bella in the Witch Elm, you can find all sorts of funny things online about it, and we ended up writing some music about those stories, yeah. And
best of all, they can come to a show and put their hands on CDs, vinyl, what have you. What do you have?
We've got CDs right now. We'd love to do a vinyl
and
run.
And stickers. They can put their hands on stickers.
Stickers are good.
And get stuck to stickers and pins, but don't get stuck with pins.
That we got cell phone stickers.
Cool. Okay. Let the word get out there. Like I said, we don't want to get in the way of the music because our time got a little bit stepped on in the beginning. We apologize, but we wanted things to happen. So we go forward with Witch Elm. W-Y-C-H Elm, coming from Ann Arbor, playing tomorrow at the Third Rail Collective between 1 and 3 as part of the Ann Arbor Art Fair. So if you're enjoying what you're hearing, you get to enjoy hearing and seeing them less than 24 hours from now at the Ann Arbor Art Fair, the Third Rail Collective, Witch Elm. Because we're going to put this music out there for everybody. And we're going to talk about Poppin' Sizzle, Songs for Nobody, and all the things that had you guys coming together as we just changed mics out a little bit.
Speaking of Pops and Sizzles.
Hey!
Hey!
And then, Songs for Nobody is actually our third album that we've released as a group. The first album we released in 2013, and... that was a live album we did on the WCBN college radio station in Ann Arbor. Also really good friends of ours, have to give them a shout out radio. But we released a second CD that same year, which was self-titled. It was sort of an EP. We did like six songs recorded at the Rainbow Ranch in Ann Arbor.
It's a really sexy painting of me on the cover of that album.
Yeah, that's true. If you can get your hands on one of those, there were only 300 pressed.
So now be careful with the kitties. So make sure you check it before you get them because Rachel will hurt you. And the B-Type, we're going to take you out with some more music, such as, what do we have for them?
This is called Cowboy Melodrama, but for anyone who wants to sing along, the chorus is... Got a basket full of orange blossoms, got a casket full of heartache. You say it's raining in the Ohio, but I don't. You go me.
again, which them will be playing tomorrow at the Third Rail Collective, songs such as Cowboy Melodrama, featuring those Orange Blossoms from Pop and Sizzle, and also songs from Songs for Nobody, but you can be somebody at that show. Again, tomorrow, Third Rail Collective, or any Thursday at Green Things Farm over in Ann Arbor. Be sure to check them out on Facebook and Instagram, right?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, there's some stuff up there.
If you could just search for Dan's Ab Progress, you'll find us.
Be sure to make sure you put WYCH-Elm, that famous tree, made even more famous by this band To Be Famous right here. Thank you for showing up on Motor Live Drive today.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
I hope it was worth the drive over there, beating those skins, getting your way down here.
Oh, yeah.
And this has just been great fun. You guys, you really bring it together. I saw all the videos. I was enjoying personalities coming through. And that's not usual. People just kind of get in front of cameras and it's not happening. Your personality, I hope the audience really felt this over the microphone, the speakers, what have you. But better yet, see these people live. This has been Hallmark from Motor Live Drive at 5 with my man, the Gothabilly man, Witch Elm, WYCH Elm. Enjoy the show tomorrow, every Thursday. But best of all, check out the podcast, WHFR.FM. Take us out with something, won't you?
Cabin Fort?
Yeah.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Hey! We're all gonna die someday.